Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos with Sister Amen. Are you with me, Sister Amen?
I am.
We want to edify you today, and we're just going to tell you a little bit about our day, and then we got some scriptures and a topic to talk about. So our day started out, we went to a marketplace, and we worked online for a while, and I posted an audio talk I had with a Church of Christ minister, and you can listen to it. It's posted on our, it's going to be up on the link. On our edification page, and that will definitely edify you. I pointed out a lot of their false ways, and it didn't end well with him, but I think a lot of seeds were planted, and we'll see what he does with it. And then we jumped in the gospel van, and we headed down,
the road.
We traveled, and we've been traveling through some beautiful country, through some cities, then maybe one pretty good-sized city, and then a lot of farm country driving.
Oh, yeah. We've been this route before. It's very beautiful.
And I think you have another travel video.
Yep, I do.
And on the way, we were stopping, doing some business, handing out gospel cards. Just one quick example. There was four men in a Home Depot. I went in a Home Depot. There were workers, and they were standing around talking. And I walked up, and I gave them each a gospel card, and they stood there looking at me like, wow, that's never happened before. And I gave them each a gospel and explained to them they need the gospel. And so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the gospel card's going out all over the place.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then I just want to say this. Praise the Lord. Our Father saw fit to help us fund our way by the fruits of our own labor.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say. On our way in this trip. So glory to God. We don't take money from people. Mm-hmm. We work and we labor. We fund ourselves. And the Father just keeps setting it up for us.
Right. Amen.
I think that's pretty awesome.
It is. Yeah.
And then we got to our night park spot tonight, and what did we see, Sister Amen?
Oh, an incredible sunset that, you know how it goes, is beautiful, then it gets even more beautiful, then it gets even more beautiful.
And then it disappears
then
in like
gone.
In about 2 minutes, it's gone.
Yeah. Are
you putting that video up, or is that for tomorrow?
Not sure.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not sure what videos I have to
it
put
It was
up today,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Tell the story about why we like to have a little camper.
Oh, it is so wonderful to have our little camper van that fits in one spot. It's
one
just
parking
a
spot.
Teeny bit longer than like an average truck or something, but we just back in and we fit right in.
Yep, we can fit in any parking spot.
Yeah, it's perfect. And so we get into this one here, and the back parking lot is at a huge slope, which no big deal. You just learn how to deal with
it's
it.
Free,
but
so
it was filled with everybody else.
Big, giant rigs and campers, and they're all trying to squeeze in. And we just snuck to the side and found a nice level spot.
Oh, it's flat. It's awesome. Yeah. What a joy, because we've been sleeping on some slopes lately.
Yeah, so we compromise on space, but we don't mind it, because then we can fit into a lot of places where other people can't.
Yeah.
Today, we want to edify you and talk about turning your ears from truth. What do you think of that, Sister Amen?
Yeah, we were talking about that the past couple days. You know, in our ministry over the years, we've seen a lot of people turn away from the truth, haven't we?
Give us a scripture verse. We got some to share.
Yeah, how about, we'll do a Proverbs 28:9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would add to that Proverbs, what is that? I think it's Proverbs, I didn't look this one up, but I think I know it. 23:23. Buy the truth and sell it not. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's another act of not turning away. You buy the truth. You literally can't buy it with money like Simon in Acts 8, but you buy it by trading your life like the pearl of great price, surrendering everything to gain it, and then don't get rid of it, don't sell it, don't turn away from it. I mentioned that I talked to I posted a Church of Christ minister audio, and it was interesting. This man, we started out talking about the gospel, and then as soon as I got to where I was calling out some of the errors and sin and heresy of his body, his denomination, the Church of Christ denomination, which they say it's not one, but it is.
Yeah.
He turned his ears from the truth. When we got to personal holiness, he turned the ears from the truth. When we got to their favorite water baptism regeneration theology, he turned his ears from the truth. Do we find that a lot, Sister Amen, that people will listen to some truth, but as soon as it gets like too close, too personal, what happens?
Yeah, like personal holiness for women is a huge one. I might be witnessing to somebody, and they'll be asking questions, and they'll be talking about the church, and they'll be talking about all the lies and the heresies in it. And then as soon as you turn it
and they'll
to
say,
them,
they'll say, "Oh yeah, Jesus, we love Jesus, we want Jesus, amen, go Jesus." And then when you start talking about more, what happens?
Fundamental 101: how to dress your body.
How to come out of the world.
Coming out of the world. Yeah, they quickly turn their ears.
It's like you can almost see a switch flip.
Yeah.
And they turn their ears from the truth.
Literally.
And we see it all the time when we stand outside churches. They'll walk up and say, "Amen, Jesus." And then as soon as we say, "Well, we're here to point out in love that you're in sin and we're calling you to repentance," they're like, "See ya." And they just turn and walk away. And rarely does anybody ever test what we tell them. They never refute what we tell them. They don't look at our testing. They just turn their ears from the truth.
Kind of reminds me of Stephen when they stopped their ears and then stoned him.
Yeah. And then also in the streets, like Sister Arm was saying, with women, I notice with men, they'll listen for a short bit, but then if you hit a nerve, like, "What do you mean I can't watch football? Yeah. What do you mean my favorite false teacher is false?" It's like, boop, the switch flips.
Music.
Yeah, they just don't want to hear it anymore, and they turn their ears from the truth. How about some more scriptures? 2 Timothy 4:3-4. Paul warned us, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall heap up for themselves teachers, having itchy ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned to fables." That's the churchianity systems. Following Christmas and Easter and easy believism and once saved, always saved, and greasy grace and all of these false things that they believe in. They've turned their ears from the truth, from sound doctrine, 1 Timothy 4:16, that saves. And they want to follow fables. Why? Fables are good for your flesh. Fables give you more people in fellowship. Fables let you be like the world. And fables leads to the wrath and destruction of God.
Amen.
Yeah. You got any more, Sister Armin?
I do. How about Hebrews 12:25? "See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven?"
And he is the truth. So if we turn away from him, we're turning away from the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Acts 28:27. "For the heart of his people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them." Yeah, they just shut themselves off to the truth, much like the Israelites in the Old Testament. And we see it all over in the New Testament. Nothing new under the sun. We see it all over in the streets and in the churches today.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. How about another one, Sister Roman?
Luke 6:49. "But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man with that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great."
Yeah, amen.
So they're turning away from it and not hearing it.
Yeah, and I want to just say this. This isn't just the world, and this isn't just churchianity. Even so-called set-apart saints that have come out of the world and come out of churchianity, even they can turn their ears from the truth. We just went through this with some people, and because of their flesh and their sin and their pride and their unwillingness to face it, they went deeper into lies and deeper into more sin, and they turned their ears from the truth, and they become dull of hearing. And every time that happens, we've never seen anybody go and prosper in the Lord. They always end up shipwrecking their faith and going further away.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. Got any more verses, Sister Armin?
I do. How about Matthew 11:15? "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear."
I love that.
Uh-huh.
That means a cool. We got a brother named that. Hear.
Right.
Hear the word. How about, you got any more verses? I got one for the end.
Okay, well, how about this? I got two. Lamentations 3:40. "These are turning toward. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord."
Turn again. Turn to the truth, to the Lord, mm-hmm. not and, turn away.
And one more about turning to. Zechariah 1:4. "Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord." So they were told to turn to him, but they didn't.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, if you're going to be of Christ, in Christ, and find eternal life, you've got to be in the truth. Jesus said in John 4:24, you must worship in spirit and in truth. So we should always be turning to the truth, never turning away from it. 1 John 4:6, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth us not, or heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So we talk about this a lot. Jesus, in the book of John, I think it's chapter 8, he said, you can't hear my words because Satan's your father. Mm-hmm. So when we go into churchianity or the world, or even people that claim Christ, maybe they've been turned over, I don't know, and they can't hear the truth and the word of God, they're not of God at that time. They've either turned away or never were, and they're listening to lies and fables and their flesh, and they're headed for destruction.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't want that for anybody.
No, amen. So ponder that. Test your lives. We'll test our lives. Make sure that you're listening to the truth, for the truth. You're turning into the truth. You're not turning away from the truth. And you're always turning away from lies and sin and flesh and false ways. Any last thoughts about this, Sister Drummond?
Yeah, make sure you have ears to hear and eyes to see. And like we talked about, I think, did we talk about it or did I write about it? How God hardened Pharaoh's heart?
Oh, yeah.
But just recently, I think I wrote about that. So if you don't want to see and you don't want to hear, God's not going to let you.
Yeah, amen. And I guess I just want to add, Sister Amon and I, in our walk, I think all to the glory of God, not us, ever since we became born again, I think if you asked us to encapsulate our walk in one word, I think it'd be hard to pick one word, but I know one of the words that would be right up at the top is truth. We always set our eyes and our face like flint towards the truth. We said we want truth. We said we're going to test for truth. We're going to throw out everything that's not the truth. And we know that the Lord is the truth, and we know the Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and we know the Word is the truth. So we just said, this makes sense. We must be in the truth. And I really think that helped us stay out of deception, cults, false man-made religion, and that's kept us going onward and upward towards the kingdom of God, mm-hmm. not stumbling, not tripping us
no,
up.
Amen.
It is that desire for truth. And I know that's the Holy Spirit that gives us that. And it's not something that ever wanes. In fact, the more in the truth you get, the more truth you want.
I would back that up. Yeah, the more truth you get, would say that again?
The more truth you get, the more truth you want.
The more you want, yeah. And the stricter and harder and narrower you stand on it.
Yeah, and the more truth you have, then the more you want to protect it.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a whole bunch of truth, and you're like, I don't want any lies touching this.
Uh-uh.
If you got a little bit of truth and a whole bunch of lies there, it's like, it's not that big a difference. Man, when you surrender your life and you're living all for the truth, it's like the pearl of great price. You do everything to protect that because you know it glorifies God, and God is the truth. I'll never understand how people that claim Christ can separate him from the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And it talks about the Spirit of truth, and it talks about the Word is the truth, mm-hmm. and his doctrine is the truth, and the Father loves the truth. I don't know how you separate truth from Christ and the Word of God.
You've turned your ears away.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Turn their ears away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I guess we're going to leave it right there. I hope that edified you. Tomorrow, what are we going to do, Sister Drummond? We're going to get up.
More driving.
If the Lord gives us the day.
We're going to rejoice in him.
We got more travel to go, and we're getting closer to our preach for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
More to come on that. And anything else, Sister Drummond, as we close out?
I just hope those of you who may have turned your ears from the truth, I hope you have the opportunity to repent and turn them back.
Yeah, if God hasn't turned you over and you're still breathing, you got a chance.
Right, yeah.
Amen. All right, we're going to leave it right there. Love to the true ecclesia of God. And I just want to say this. Remember, to the saints out there listening, leap for joy when you're persecuted. Luke 6:23. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Go read the early part of Luke 6. It's talking about if you be persecuted for his name's sake, not because you're a jerk, not because you break the law, all those reasons. If you're persecuted for the cause of Christ, he says, leap for joy. So we should take great, great solace in that we are counted, Peter said, counted worthy to suffer for the cause of Christ.
Amen.
Just want to encourage you with that. We love you all. Hold fast. Till next time.
May God be praised.